What are we doing tonight, James?
What are we doing? You have invited me to... I'm just sitting down. You've invited me to the first chat with one of your networks. Never been before. I have no idea what I'm in for, but I thought we would... you thought we'd do it together, and then we can sort of talk about it and maybe talk about networks in this
episode. We are the Dunlops Discover. We are a homeschooling family. I will say that I love communicating with other families who homeschool, and I do that through many different means. One of the means is a monthly Zoom chat, for lack of a better way of saying it. I'm sure there are other possible
chats
that you can do.
That's with this group.
That is with this group. You've never joined before on this, and...
Are all these people going to see me for the first time? Is this families? Is this mums? Is this...
It tends to be both, actually. This is the first time that you've joined, but I will say it does tend to be both. So I'm really happy to have you involved in this, because people have looked at me as a singular until today. Do you have any expectations?
I don't know what I'm waiting for.
Do you have any nerves?
Just a daisy dog jumping me. No, I have no reason to be nervous. I'm curious to see how we fit in around the other pairs. Is this a UK group? Is this a global
group?
This
is a global group.
Yeah.
So it's people from literally all over the world.
So, like, I don't know, are we classed as tiger parents or not? Am I a tiger dad? I have no idea. Is this a group of tiger people? You know what I mean? Tigers?
You've got a lot of tigers on the brain tonight.
No idea. Or is this...
Lao-hoo! Sorry, my Mandarin coming out there.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm happy just to jump in. Shall we jump in?
Let's jump in.
Okay, we will...
I'll go get the cookies, which you can hear beeping to say they're ready.
I know, they smell amazing. I will...
Chat in about an hour after you've met your first lot of...
Yes.
You've met, after you've physically seen the faces for the first time of the group.
There you go, and interacted with, probably been a bit awkward with or whatever, I don't know.
Okay.
But yes, we will audience catch up with you after this.
Are we the same as other homeschooling parents? This is your chance, James, to see.
Can't wait. Let's do this.
See you in an hour. We have just had our, what they call a fireside chat with the other parents that have made the decision to adjust their child's educational needs. How did you feel? We, I will note, were the only people that actually had our cameras on during this chat. Yeah. How did you feel being seen?
I didn't mind. We were eating a cookie.
We were eating a giant
that you cookie. Had sneakily
I won't
prepared.
Say what very good shop it was from, but it was delicious. And it was heated in the oven for exactly 7 minutes.
What shop was it from?
It's not just a cookie.
It's an M&S
cookie. It's an M&S cookie.
Ooh. Wasn't bad.
It was really good, yes. So we were sat there.
I don't need it.
On camera feeding each other with a singular fork.
God.
Were those parents.
Yes. Right.
So what the parents discussed during this session, this fireside, I like that, by the way, say a fireside chat.
Yeah, I've never really heard that term before.
The tagline of the fireside chat, I have to ask, was bring your knitting. That tells you the type of people these are. Bring your knitting and don't be seen. So the discussion points that we had were to talk about how decisions were made to adapt from the norm, the norm, I'm going to use inverted commas, your child's education. And it was split into four sections. Identifying the need that you have for either your child or your family for changing from the status quo system of sending your child to school, keeping them in school, and then letting school educate. Intervening as the second section was about if your child is in school and then you choose to deregister or you choose to withdraw your child from school. Consolidating was the third section, which basically was how to once you have made that decision, how to make your home and your environment ready to educate, and also the assistance that you have through your life of changing your work hours or however that goes. And then the last section four, was the assurity. So whether you are happy with the situation, the after effects of the situation, whether you are still being the term, this is not my quote, it is their quote, the being chased down by the schools and the councils post your decision, but the assurity whether you have that you've made the right decision. Because honestly, some people were coming back with answers of, it's hard, and I completely agree. Mm. It is hard to homeschool.
Yeah, it is.
And the understanding that you have of, you know, baking sourdough and everything's going to be beautiful and light and airy, that isn't always the case. So those were the four sections: identify, intervene, consolidate, and assure. And how this journey goes. Each of the sections had a section within it. Let's chat post fireside chat. We're now bringing the fireside community chat that we've had into your home.
I like it.
Yeah. I would say there was probably 12 families there.
Yeah, less than I thought, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
12 families, and then sort of three key leaders over and above that were running and pushing forward the discussions.
Yeah, the teachers, I guess.
It's not my first chat with families, as we discussed, but it is yours. First of all, did you feel welcomed into the community? As an outsider that's coming to the... I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 2 years, but it was your first meeting. Did you feel welcome?
Yes. As you say, apart from the three leading it, we were the only ones with a camera on. So, I don't know. It's always hard over Zoom, isn't it? Zoom's tricky. It was fine. It was engaging.
But did you feel, for somebody who's their homeschooling journey, do you feel they would feel welcomed into that fireside chat themselves? Or did it feel quite, I don't know.
Good question. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I don't know. What would I want? We spoke for a bit of microphone. You spoke on mic. A couple of other people did. I'm not doing well at this one. I'm not good at talking about it. I don't know.
Is that something that you feel? Do you feel that
I think Zooms are just hard, aren't they? Trying to do like an online community chat, be a part of a group. It's tricky when it's on Zoom or...
I would say 75% was women.
I would have said more.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were, apart from myself and that and one of the leaders, it was probably all women.
How can you tell that? Because the cameras are off.
Yeah, you could see the
names. You could see the names, but...
Plus, let's face it, you can sort of gender stereotype.
Mm.
You can. I hate to say it, but you can. Yeah, it's always tricky on Zoom. But, I don't know. Yeah, there was no icebreaker. I like icebreakers. I know some people get fed up with them, but I quite like icebreakers. Mm. Who are you, where are you from type thing. There wasn't any of that. So, one person suddenly came in about Northern Ireland, where they were from. But, would have been nice to know where people were. Mm.
And also the age range of the children.
Yes, that's a good shout.
A couple of people sort of further towards the end said, well, my child's reception, my child's year two, my child's, you know. But there weren't really... there was a couple, I would say, of the 12 people, there was two that had teenagers. But I would say the vast majority were key stage one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing well on this one tonight, just because we're just talking about a Zoom call that you were far more engaged than I was, because you're used to them being a part of them, and
Did you feel it was overwhelming?
No, it wasn't any whelming. It's It's Zoom. It's online. There is no whelming involved. I don't know.
There was a slideshow.
There was a slideshow. It was fine.
Well, let me engage you with some of the notes and comments that I took during this.
Do better than I am doing right now, as you always do.
Identifying. The points that I made that people were bringing up during the identifying the need to move their child from the status quo educational system were, and please, James, just chip in, finding a source of emotional support.
Yeah.
A need for emotional support. My child felt so alone.
Is this emotional support for the child or for the parent?
This is all for the child at current.
Okay.
These were the comments that people were making. The child felt issues at home or at school with behaviour and did not feel they could adapt to a school situation. The child was confused and felt unrecognised within their peer system, whether that meant that they were different or whether that meant that they felt that they had a strength or a weakness that was not being observed academically. And the final one, knowledge about the child's differences lacked within the teaching community.
And that's a tricky one. We sort of discussed that during it. And one of the other parents made a comment about how they had done for their child basically an IQ test. Was effectively what it was, and they'd taken the results of this IQ test. They didn't quite say what it was, but I'm assuming it was high if they were going for an IQ test. They took it to their school. This was in Britain, and the parent was disappointed that the school did nothing with it. And we were on mute, and we sort of looked at each other and went, we're not even surprised.
No.
The schools aren't set up to deal with, oh, look, this one child of 34 in the class has got a high IQ. Like, fantastic, but...
But they're the ones that tend to be ignored more than anyone else because they're the easy ones.
They're doing well.
Yes.
Yep.
They're the easy ones. Well. Like, they're the ones that just... Unless they become... I don't want to use the term naughty because that's a bad word, but I don't want... They're the Unless ones that become troublesome because they're so bored.
Attract attention.
Yes, thank you.
That's what I would say. Yeah, unless they attract attention. Yeah, so we sort of agreed, what is a school today supposed to do?
I mean, we have friends and family that are teachers.
Yeah, if you have a high-achieving child or if you have a gifted child or one that's doing very well, yeah. What is a state school in Britain today supposed to do? You get all the lunchtime clubs and the TAs and all that.
Do you get lunchtime clubs?
Helping the struggling children.
True.
You get all the help there, but there's no high potential, you know what I mean? Like children doing better clubs.
Mm.
If anything, there's probably a sort of perception that...
Hey, Daisy Dog. I'd also like to apologise. I'm on a cookie rush right now. So if I'm
hyper,
I apologise. That was a very good cookie. And this is not sponsored by cookies.
Is cookies a company?
Cookies are so good.
Cookies is a god.
So can I just bring that back to emotional support?
Mm-hmm.
Again, this was a vast variety of ages, but because our daughter is key stage one... do you feel that it's the job of teachers to emotionally support the children in the classroom?
I'd love to say yes, but
to 35 children, that's difficult.
Yeah, and you read everything in the papers in 2024 about how budgets are going down, and schools are struggling, and all the rest of it. What did we read in one of the articles like last week? It was like one in five schools are projected to be bankrupt in the next 18 months.
18 months.
It was 18 months.
It was one in five.
One in five are projected to be bankrupt. And no, not bankrupt. It was run out of cash.
Yes.
Whatever that then means. Run out of cash Yeah.
I mean, we know that... So we have a friend, I'll say that loosely, we have a person we know who has children the same age as our daughter, who is a TA at a school in our area. And she has been informed that next September her job will not be renewed. And that is the case of every TA within her school.
This September?
Yes. So she's been, in effect, been given a term and a term and a quarter's notice.
Yeah.
That her job will not be being renewed in September.
And none of theirs
no.
at the school will be?
No.
No TAs are going
no
forward?
No TAs are being forward.
For our... Mm. Well, it's
now,
it's,
I would like to say that
school.
I do not know of any primary school teacher that does not do that job with full commitment and love. I have full respect for teachers. My family are teachers. My friends are teachers. I think you do not go into the teaching
you're
career.
You're an honorary teacher.
Yeah.
Doing the homeschooling.
You are,
in my eyes.
Thank you. I do not know somebody who does not do it for the love of nurturing children. I realise that everybody gets drawn to their edge. And I think that teachers have been drawn to their edge now, like having to go through COVID, having to go through... everything they have to go through, they must be a breaking point.
They have to go through, they went through COVID and then had to fight for a pay rise.
Yes, I mean, I have nothing I'm saying on this podcast is anything against the teachers because they work.
Not
my
much,
goodness,
yeah.
they work. And yeah, I is. Have full respect. I've worked in schools. I have full respect for teachers.
Yeah, heroes.
Heroes. Just like the NHS staff, they are heroes.
What is it, overworked, underpaid?
Overworked and underpaid.
That's the saying.
Yes, they are brilliant. So the key stage that we talked about then was identifying the reason that you start to think about removing or changing your child's situation within a school. And the ones that parents cave again, just to really quickly recap, was emotional support, child feeling alone, behavioural issues at home and school, child's needs aren't being recognised, and the child's differences lacking support. We then moved on to intervening. So this is the next stage that was talked about on withdrawing children, and that is the final decision and the implicating of the act of taking your child out. And they talked about how this normally came from a final straw, a breaking of the camel's back. The child being bullied was the highest one being mentioned.
Which we sort of said was a bit of a shame.
Yes, it was a terrible shame, but it that was the highest one mentioned. Others mentioned
this
were...
This was sort of like, for some families, the start of the homeschooling adventure was as a result of bullying. Yeah, big shame.
Lack of emotional support within the school, whether that be due to... specialised needs, or whether that be due to difficulty in learning and in the process of learning and in the style of learning. A lack of understanding to each child's needs being different within different subject areas. So, for example, some children are fantastic in arts or humanities or mathematics, but then have a lower ability in other areas, and the
that's everyone.
Yeah, the segregation of children being put into sets, into higher level, medium, and lower sets, and the effect that has within children's ability. It makes it easier for the teachers, but the parents were commenting that isn't good for the children's psyches, and actually teaching out of a set based. School system would work better for the individual children because it created less of a hierarchical classroom society in the playground. I don't know how people feel about that, but that was one of the things that was brought up. A lack of information for parents about what's going on during the school day, and the children's inability to then talk about it when they came home. I know that during early stages, you have things like tapestry and other ways that the parents have communication with the teachers, but that then obviously disappears by the time you reach higher key stage levels, which means that the parents are no longer getting adequate feedback instantly and regularly from teachers. And the last one was sources of information, which I didn't really understand how people were expressing this, but that I think what they were saying was that the reason they finally decided to intervene was because they'd finally found a source of information that homeschooling was a possibility and it is legal and it is an option, and that schools don't really give that as an option. Also, we never really talk about flexi schooling, which is something else which, oops, sorry, that's my go to bed alarm. I apologize. I will turn that off. I've had my cookie. I don't need to go to bed right now. So yes, those were the points that were raised about the reasons that people gave that were the kind of final straw broke the camel's back. Do you have anything to say on those, James?
No, you're doing really well at explaining it. Yeah.
I'm trying. I really want to understand because we...
When it comes to these sort of topics, you are far better than I am because you are the SME of our homeschooling environment.
But we never had a school issue as such because she's never been registered into a school. So this is still quite alien to me other than reading from our groups and things.
But even our audience can tell that you are like 110% into it and I'm just...
overworked and underpaid. Not true, you're amazing, but... Yeah, okay, so, consolidating your decision was the third section area, and people gave reasons of how they were adapting to the decision once the deregistering had been started and that procedure was underway. They said they had to compromise with schools was one that came up a lot, that once they'd sent their deregistering letter, there was a lot of back and forth about whether schools would agree or they would want meetings with the parents before they would agree, or there was the home education person that would want to come into the school and chat with them. There was lots of back and forth about that. I get the impression that it's not the easiest thing, that it's meant to be just you send a deregistering, but I get the impression that that isn't always... As easy as it goes.
Maybe we should look into that and see what people's experiences are.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do schools fight back?
Yes.
Do schools get nosy? Like, are boundaries being pushed by schools when you announce? Like, I have no idea. I won't be surprised on any of those questions that there are yes.
I do think that there will be different types of schools. There will be schools that will not want to deregister your child, but then I think there will be schools that will genuinely want to know why, what's going on. Like, is there something we've done or something we can help with? So I do think that, I think you know your school.
Yeah.
And if it's got to that point where you're deregistering, if you've made that decision, then I think the meetings with the school are kind of finished by that point, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
So please, if anyone has any information on this, please do go onto our Instagram, Dunlops Discover, and drop me a message, because this is something I don't know about and I would love to hear from you because...
Yeah, what are people's
I'm fascinated. You can tell I'm fascinated by this. I would love to know more from you about this. Or any of the points we're discussing, if you have any information. I do find it fascinating. And as you can tell, it's something we don't have experience with on this side. School is inflexible and incooperative. That follows straight on. Again, this is all literal notes I've taken during the meeting. Please fill me in. And the final one after information about the school was finding books and tutors and finding all of the different resources you need, because apparently the schools get quite... they want their stuff back. So if you've got textbooks, if you've got anything, they want it back. Once you have deregistered, they hunt you for the equipment. So the advice that if you're thinking about deregistering, note down every single textbook, every single thing they use. They also, apparently, the second you deregister, if you have got something like the Tapestry or anything like that, you are off Tapestry. So before you send that deregistering note, get all the information you need off Tapestry. I believe you are allowed to request copies, but I from not my experience, but from what this Fireside chat group was saying, once you've deregistered in the same way as any other, dare I use the phrase company, you know, any other company, once you've deregistered, you are gone to them and they hate you and they will not assist you. And, you know, just think about gym membership or think about anything like that. From my understanding, if you want your child or if you're doing this midway through a term, it would be beneficial to get everything you can before you deregister, before you send that letter. Get a photograph of the book, photograph of the page, photograph of the homeworks, you know, do your due diligence while everything's still 100% friendly and nice.
That whole evidence bit of the previous episodes.
And if they're doing courseworks, if they're doing all those kind of things, make sure you have their coursework. Make sure you have that. I mean, that was for the older, that was for the 15-year-olds that were being
mentioned.
Because
when you fill in the form to register to be homeschooled,
you can
still use that information in your form to go, well, my child's just come out of school, they were evaluated to be this and this, you know what I mean, working hard, attentive, fantastic in the classroom. That's all great evidence just to be able to go, my child's doing well at school, they will do well at home school, here's all the rest of it.
Yes,
still puts you in a good position, doesn't it?
And the last and fourth section of our cookie-based wonder was assured, which for us and for their Fireside was basically saying, you've taken them out, they're out. Are you sure it's the right decision? Are you assured you've made the right decision? The first conversation that came up was to evaluate the options.
Yeah. I liked that little bit. I did.
Tell me more.
Well, they were talking about evaluating, if your child is in school and you've got that sort of inflexibility, uncooperativeness, whatever, from the school, for whatever reason, do you try and select a new school? Do you try and home educate?
Flexi school.
And it was talking about the different options. And I know we like that, talking about the options.
Yes.
Because we like having options. Mm. And by homeschooling, we obviously believe that there are more options than just you send your child to school Monday to Friday, 9
till 3. 8 till 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, options are good. And this sort of section was about those options. And I like that. But ultimately, it's all about planning for the future, isn't it?
It was definitely. There was a huge focus in this section about not just the initial joy and shoulder release and pressure release of, I've done it, but also now you've taken your child out of a situation that wasn't positive for that individual child or that group of children, if you've got several children, but also planning ahead for their future. Because any time you make a big life, I mean, you could move house, you could, you know, any big decision will affect your children and can affect for a long period of time, especially if you're changing their educational systems. So there was a big emphasis on maintaining the education instantly, especially if you're doing it in term time. We all know that children take the summer dip in education or whatever. So once you start homeschooling, don't let it dip, hit the ground running. And that was a big one that people were saying, is that it's an adjustment for them as parents as well, from becoming purely a parent into becoming that teacher role. I know this one probably slightly more than you do, James, that when you're homeschooling your child, people say, oh, you're super strict, you're super this. Well, I'm like, yes, but you, the people who have children in school, you get to be fun parent at the weekend and you do not have to be as strict. I have to be strict because I have to make sure that the 3 pages of handwriting that need to get done today get done today. I have to make sure that everything that a teacher would be doing gets done. So am I strict compared to other parents? Or am I strict compared to other teachers? A teacher would talk to your child in a way that you may not. And I have to find that compromise between both. Yeah,
there's a blur in boundary of parental job role, isn't there?
Yes.
It's a good point, actually. I never really thought about it like
that. And finding that balance quickly, that still, that loving, nurturing parent. I mean, in the early days, James and I discussed actually giving Tiggy a uniform for homeschool.
Yeah, we did, actually.
So that we could differentiate between...
So both of us, parent and child, sort of enter the school mode, if you know what I mean, the school day. We are now in school mode. Sit down at the desk. You're still at home. You're still in the lounge. But that uniform was a differentiator between playtime and...
No, we decided against that because that's not the Montessori style of learning that we wanted to... project within our home. We like it to be a home. It's why we're homeschooling. But we discussed all these different options.
Yeah, and I'm glad we didn't do
that. I'm glad we didn't because that isn't...
We
don't want her to go to school. That's not why we're doing it. We're not unschooling, but we're equally...
The learning environment for her now is good in that if she wants to do the first hour of school in her PJs, she can do it in her PJs.
She can.
And I think that's actually quite beneficial.
Although I will say we have Mandarin at 8 o'clock every school day morning.
Yeah, gotcha.
But
and that example is normally when she's a bit ill. But but it's just that having that flexibility. And I know some people say, oh, the school uniforms are about discipline.
But there has to be an element of that because.
But you can get discipline other ways.
One of the other things that I constantly hear from outsiders is, oh, she won't be prepared for the real 9-to-5 world. Actually, she will be. She has, you know, a Zoom appointment with her Mandarin tutor every day at 8. She, you know, she
there's
is.
There's a lot of structure.
There is a lot of structure to our homeschooling. But that was part of this assured section was...
Plus, to be fair...
Finding your flow quickly.
Just to jump back in, I'm not in a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job.
You're not. Our life is very different.
So there are lots of jobs that aren't that anyway. And so you always find what's suitable for you, don't you? As a child, as a parent, as an adult.
Could I ask a favour, James? Would you just...
Okay.
Okay, so one of the one comments made I didn't understand, so I'd like to learn with you all right now, and some of you may know it before me. Assistance with EHPC. Could you Google that for me right now?
No, it was EHCP.
Thank you.
It was EHCP, yeah, and we said, I don't know what that is. EHCP.
I'm sure you guys, if you know this, please, message straight away.
Okay, here we go. Quote... The EHCP is a legal document that enables provision to be made by schools. This provision is in addition to and different from what is ordinarily available in a mainstream setting and more than the reasonable adjustments required by every school for disabled children under the Equalities Act. So it comes under, it's called an Education, Health and Care Plan.
There we go. That's what I know.
So it's on the government website under children with special educational needs and disabilities.
Thank you. So that SEND. I know. Right, SEND, yeah. So I know what SEND report is.
The acronym of the plan for SEND children.
So
didn't know that.
Assistance, being assured of assistance, that you can get assistance as a homeschooling parent, but I will say from what we heard, it is few and far between. And within a school, it is far more structured. Mm. The council, once you take on responsibility for homeschooling, it is your responsibility. I, again, can't speak to knowledge on that because it isn't something we do. Message me. I would really, really love to hear to you from this again. So we are the Dunlops Discover. You can find us on Instagram. I would love to hear your experiences on this, because I don't have it, and I'd be interested to know. Preparing for transitions. So this was obviously the differences between going to Key Stage 1 to Key Stage 2 and then into secondary school and then into GCSEs. Obviously, once you homeschool again, you are responsible for adding your child to exams. And you do still have to take exams as a homeschooling family. You don't have to do SATs, though.
Oh, do you not?
No. Because we are privately educating, and private education does not require SATs.
Oh, yeah. Private schools don't do them, do they? Yeah.
And then the last section was, obviously, planning for the future, as you mentioned. And as a homeschooling parent, living in the moment is one thing, but you do have to plan.
Mm-hmm. Which you are very good at doing.
So you're talking next week, next... I mean, I've printed all of tomorrow's things that we need to do already. They're waiting on the printer. I've also printed the next targets for the next month, for the next term. We are on schedule to finish this academic year's work actually in April. Mm. Because we are ahead currently. So
we'll then start the next academic year at the end of April.
I think we'll probably take a break. We'll probably take a break, because you've got a little bit of time off, haven't you, in May? Mm. But yes, I will definitely. The way we work it is, because we know the summer holidays become manic with everybody being off, we will work through the summer holidays, as would be for school term, and then we'll take most of September off.
Mm.
Because that works for us. It means things are quieter. It means you get some time off work when your colleagues are off with their children. So it works well for work there as well, in that sense. So yes, we will probably start what would be autumn term through the summer, and take a break in September. But that's the joy of homeschooling.
Yeah.
That is why we homeschool.
It's good. Yeah, it is good.
We don't have to go to the park when everybody else is there in the summer.
We don't need to pay the prices of holidays during summer holidays.
Yes.
Which
means we can
magically double in price, don't they? That's the second
triple.
Yeah, the second you're suddenly on the summer holiday, it's ridiculous how the prices just suddenly.
And we show our daughter the world because of that.
Mm.
We literally get to, what was our favourite phrase? World school our child in different cultures.
Yeah.
People, understandings, religions.
And because you are travelling, and you can travel during the working week, during the working term, it means that you're paying those cheap prices, which makes it easier to world educate your child.
Yes.
Because you're just paying, you know what I mean? You're paying the £40 a flight or whatever for sort of around Europe prices, as opposed to, I dread to think how much they are during August.
Mm.
Suddenly,
indeed.
That's so much.
And then also you've got the blazing heat in places. It's nice to go to places when you can actually go to the historical sites and not die of heat exhaustion.
Yeah, so we just stay at home in August.
So we do. We study during August and have so much fun during September.
Yeah, it's good.
It is.
It is.
So thank you very much, unless there's anything James would like to add.
No, I enjoyed sitting there during my first fireside chat, eating a cookie, and as you could sort of tell from earlier on in the podcast, being not as engaged as you. But that's only because you are all over this. And for me, it's... I was more support for the fireside chat.
No, I'm going to be honest. I dragged you into it. I wanted you to witness.
Yes, yes.
And be involved for the first time in two years.
And I'm not the homeschool educator. I'm the homeschool...
Provider. As we discussed in the last episode.
I like that. Yes, I'm the provider. Thank you.
You're the CEO.
No, you're the CEO. I'm the
financial backer.
Yeah, I'm the financial officer. What's that called? Chief financial bursa. CFO.
You're the bursa.
No. If you're a CEO, I'm the CFO.
I think I'm Wade. I'm the janitor. I'll be honest. I'm the person who does the the much needed.
Don't put yourself down. Maybe I'm the chairman of the board. I don't even know.
If you have a point, please add to the Dunlops what you think. The Dunlops Discover what you think our title should be. So, nothing rude or...
So yes, this episode shows very much the, I think at least, the sort of backseat I take on some things because it's your cup of tea at the end of the day.
But then if you were to ask me about cameras...
Yeah, you wouldn't
have this clue. Would be revolved. You know, this would be a complete role reversal.
Oh, gotcha. You're the SME of this and we I'm have the SME our, of that.
Yes.
And that's okay.
If anyone does have any questions about first-person camera footage, please ask my husband.
To be fair, though, I wouldn't drag you into a Zoom meeting about cameras and filming. But you've dragged me into it. Sorry, I'm getting the eyebrow.
I won't ask again.
No, I would love to be in the next one. Absolutely love to. It would be wonderful. It would make my day.
I'll bring donuts next time.
No, I do not need donuts. Definitely don't need any bad food in my life. But yes. Anyway, shall we wrap it there?
Thank you. Please. If you do have any information on the things that I don't know, or if you have a different experience of your own, I would like to hear them. I will also pass them through to our networks if you know something that hasn't been mentioned here, because the whole point of homeschooling to me is also supporting each other. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of people supporting people, especially when it comes to supporting our children.
And that's why.
And socialising our children and teaching our children how to be the future.
That's why I said yes to joining you on a Fireside Chat.
Mm.
This is me showing my support to you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. It had nothing to do with the gooiness of the cookie.
Of course not. It was a pretty good cookie.
As always, good night, everybody, and speak to you very soon.
Yes.
If you have any ideas of anything else you would like to hear, also drop us a note, because at the moment we're just kind of flowing. But if there's anything anyone actually would like to hear about honest and real homeschooling using the English UK national curriculum, please do ask our questions and we will do our best to tell you what we do as the Dunlops Discover.
Yeah. Homeschooling.
And life.
We're all doing it together.
Good night.